Good morning. You listen to FortDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sashi Khan, who is president of the Interior Federation of Interior Architects and Designers, and also a principal with the Sashi Khan Collective in the U.S. and the U.K. Sashi, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Kemp.
Good to be with you. I know you just got back from Singapore. So I wanted to talk to you because you have a regional design symposium scheduled for April 22nd and 23rd in New York, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
It's a really important symposium, a sequel to another symposium we did in 2011, which was to think about the foundational tenets of the interiors discipline. This one focuses on the correlation of business and design and the designer's responsibility to understand how design impacts our economic value and therefore helps to develop the city and our nation. So it's the next iteration of responsibility in design that I think is becoming quite an important topic of discussion around the world. And it's very important that we in America embrace this.
Yeah, you know, you flew over a word, and I want to just reiterate it for a minute. You said business. It's actually the relationship between economic growth in the 21st century and how design relates to that, right?
That's absolutely correct, Kemp. Design has been touted as one of the most important creative industries for economic development of the 21st century. And major businesses know about this, and many top firms and designers and leaders talk about it. At a day-to-day level, it's not something that's really embedded in our consciousness. And so the purpose of the symposium is to discuss this correlation. I'm hoping that the net result of that will be some form of a short policy statement, because in this equation of how design impacts our economy, there is also then the relationship between the architect designer and our policymakers that then begin to take all the design professions and take it to that level of economic awareness at a general public level and also within the experts.
All right, so take us through who's going to speak and, you know, kind of the schedule.
It will take place on the 22nd of April and the 23rd of April here in New York City, hosted by one of our partner sponsors, Steelcase. We're bringing together experts that are policymakers, architects, designers, specifically those that deal with the built environment and therefore interiors, of course. Our expectation is that we will start out broad in the afternoon. The group, it's an invited group of no more than 100 people, so they're all very senior people. We have a series of speakers that deal with thinking about design excellence at a national level, led by Zed Finer. We then split up in the evening with a reception, and we expect to get Governor Cuomo from New York State, who will give a major overview of the economic relationship of design and development and quality of life within our cities. So we have this external kind of an overview, which I am very, very, very excited by. And then the next morning, the group comes back and they're broken up into their individual assigned groups, and there are 8 of them. Each of the groups are structured around individual words such as value, responsibility, business, knowledge, etc. And the group finish their conversations with a synthesis of between 5 to 8 bullet points. Each group presents their findings. We've got some great participants, managing principals from major firms. Some of those participants will become panelists, but also invited speakers. That afternoon, we then get very specific. We're discussing issues that are important within a city, and of course we're in New York, so we're using New York as a case study. Once the policy making group is complete, they report and ideally they read back to us their policy statement, and all of the participants are in agreement. We have another further discussion debate, and we adjourn, and then after the adjournment, there is an after party at the Interface Showroom in New York.
Okay. All right, so the people who are listening to this with Floor Daily that are focused in the commercial flooring business, there's going to be some discussion about the interior spaces, and there will be a lot for this audience to absorb, won't there?
Yes, a lot. The entire purpose of this is for it to be a learning experience and for us all to come away with having greater understanding and clarity of what we're doing and how we might more consciously begin to shape it. Of course, we don't have to, but it's just where the world is at and poised for this next level of development of design across the world, and it's important that in New York and in America, we stay abreast of these developments.
All right, so this thing is the 22nd and the 23rd. It starts about noon or so on the 22nd and runs the full day of the 23rd, and it's going to take place at the Steelcase Worldwide Center, and then after the event on the 23rd, there's a party at Interface.
That's correct.
And the people who are coming are not just New Yorkers. The attendees are from all over the place, right?
Yes, yes. We have a very large cross-section of international participants and, of course, a large Canadian contingency. But still, out of the 100 people, those are probably about 40% of our participants. And then we have a cross-section of participants from the United States, everywhere from Phoenix to California to Chicago, Washington, New York.
Well, it sounds like an interesting event. This will happen on April 22nd and 23rd in New York, and we've been talking to Sashi Khan, who is the president with the Interior Federation of Interior Architects and Designers, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.